Two friends, returning home from work, passed a lame man begging on the street corner. Well, one of the men began talking about all the things he would do for the beggar if he had more resources. Meanwhile, the second man was focusing on the beggar. "Is it hard to walk, my friend?" he asked. "Take my arm. I can go your way." He didn't stop until he had brought the man home, made him comfortable, heated some water for his afternoon tea, and then quietly he left the man, cheered and comforted. The second man didn't talk about his lofty plans. What he did cost absolutely nothing. He simply offered what he had. Like Peter in Acts chapter 3, we're told that a lame man was there and was being carried along, who they used to set down every day in order to beg alms of those who were entering the temple. But Peter said, "I do not possess silver and gold, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, walk." Many years ago, we attended a small church in Seattle, Washington. Well, finances were pretty tight at that time, so we couldn't donate financially to the extent that we really wanted. However, we soon learned that the church had been praying for a library and a Sunday school director. As Vicki and I talked and prayed, we understood that we should stop hoping for the money we didn't have, but instead give the materials and labor that we did have. I had hundreds of books from my Bible school and seminary days, and Vicki had worked for years with Sunday schools. Well, by the time we were done, the church had its library, and a solid Sunday school program had begun. You know, many of us dream of being generous with what we don't have, but we miss opportunities to share the things that we do have. Look around you today. Let God show you opportunities for little acts of kindness just waiting for you around the corner.